He is Lord, he is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. I told you the part I like, every knee will bow, should bow, shall bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I am so excited about heading to minister in Orlando tonight because I know by the Spirit of grace that God's going to move in a very powerful, prophetic way. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and let's pray. Let's touch heaven. Let's believe God for the supernatural. Now remember, you are not a natural being having a spiritual experience, but you are a spiritual being having a natural experience. Why is that so important? Because most of us are very in touch with our natural man, but we're not in touch with our spiritual man. You are not a natural person first. You are a spiritual person first. Remember, God said in Genesis chapter 1, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, and let that man have dominion. It's very powerful. And I'll probably be talking about this tonight if the Spirit of the Lord permits me. But that's the man that has dominion. That's your spirit man. Okay, but that spirit man needed a body. And because that spirit man needs a body, if anything is going to happen on earth, all right, that spirit has to be inside of a body. Well, you are a spirit, and a spirit is a word. St. John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profiteth of nothing, for the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the word is spirit. Okay, and you are a spirit. Well, if the word is spirit and you are a spirit, guess what you are? You are a word. That's right. You're a living word. You're a walking word. You're a dancing word. You're a shouting word. You're a bucking word. You're a prophesying word. That's right. You are a word. So the reason that we have to be very careful of the words we speak and what we do is because we are a word. So our words matter. So when we speak and we declare and we decree things, it affects what happens for us. Well, that's who you are. You are a spiritual being. You are a word with a body. You're not no just body with a word. You a word that lives in a body. Okay? Well, you need to understand that the outside forces that are fighting you are words. And I really know, I tell a lot of people who battle in their mind, they really think that I think it's easy. But I want you to understand this. The outside forces that are fighting you are words. Guess what a thought is? It's nothing but an uncommunicated word. Okay? That's all thoughts are. They're words that have not been spoken. And the only reason that thought is in your mind is because of what you have fed it. Now, people say, well, these thoughts come out of nowhere. Well, they've not come out of nowhere. They've come out of your subconscious. But something that you are feeding yourself over the years, all right? You fed yourself certain things. You don't get a thought just from thinking. You get a thought from something you've seen, something you've entertained. A child doesn't know that a stove is hot. Someone had to tell that child that the stove was hot, or they had to experience the burning of that stove to know that it's hot. But without that prior knowledge, all they would do is put their hand on a stove with no knowledge that it's hot, because thoughts come from a past experience, something that you fed it, something you went through. Well, God says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Well, guess what? Your becoming new is in your soul, and you have to renew that thought process. And the way you do that is in the word. Now, some of you say, well, what I got to do? Be in the word all day? Yeah. Be in the word as much as you was in that TV. Be in the word as much as you was in that pornography. Be in the word as much as you was in anything you did wrong. You got to counter that with the word of God. Amen. You can't watch TV for no 6 hours and then going to pray and get in the word for 30 minutes and think you're going to counter that. not in this life or the one to come. The way you counter the bashanda, the way you counter that stuff is you get in the word of God, because you are not a natural being. You are a spiritual being, and the word is spirit. And if you have a revelation and an understanding of what you are dealing with and what you are fighting, guess what? The devil fights you with words. He fights you with thoughts. Don't you understand when he said in 2 Timothy 1 and 7 that God has not given you a spirit of fear? Do you know what that means? God has not given you a word to be afraid. The word he gave you is that he's your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? The word he gave you is that he's the strength of your life. Of whom shall you be afraid? That's the word he gave you. But there's someone else trying to feed you another word. A word contrary to what God has said. A word contrary. Are you listening to me? It's contrary to everything you believe. And the way you counter that is with the word of God. Now, the word of God is our constitution. The Bible declares that the word of God is the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Well, we're in a fight, and anybody with sense is not going to come to a fight without weapons. All right, come on here. I'm not showing up to no gunfight with a knife. All right? But that lets me know that if we are fighting with a sword, guess what the enemy has? He got a sword. Y'all not getting it. Whatever God has, the enemy imitates. When Pharaoh threw out his snakes, okay, when Moses threw out his staff, the magicians threw out their staff. But Moses' staff consumed their staff, which turned into serpents. Well, guess what? If our weapon is the word, then the devil's weapon is the word. And the way you counteract his weapons is with the word. And greater, 1 John 4 and 4, is he that is in you than he that is in the words, that world. That's why I don't understand why some of you speak so loosely and declare that you are sick and declare that you don't have. Because once you start talking like that, he don't even have to use his weapon. He can use your weapon against you, which is the word. Words are weapons. Words have power. By your words, you are snared. Hey, and by your words, you are justified. That's what the Bible says. That every time I talk, I'm on trial. My words can bring me out, or my words can lock me up. Well, that's important, because we're getting ready to get into some prayer. And your words matter. And you folk that just be sitting up on here listening to me, there ain't nothing happening for you. Ain't nothing breaking because you sitting up listening to me. Amen. Shabba-ba. Pray with fire. Hey, pray fervently, because that's what happens. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, guess what it's going to do? The Bible declares that it's going to avail much. So you got time to go ahead and get some people on here. Come on. Call, send a text right now and tell them they need to get on this prayer line. Because we are believing God. Hey, hallelujah. For breakthrough, for turnaround, for a shift. Amen. In our life. And how is it going to happen? It's going to happen because you prayed and spoke with power. There's a war going on in the spirit. And you don't have time to be playing. You got to pray. So that's our first prayer we're praying. We are praying. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing. I said, I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing. We are praying today. Hallelujah to God. That every negative word that we have spoken, amen, that has been planted. Are you listening to me? Every negative word that you have spoken, okay? Every negative word that has been spoken, you know, that you planted some stuff. We are decreeing today, hallelujah, that that word is going to be uprooted. Them negative words that you've spoken over your money, your finances, your church, that thing got to be uprooted today. So let's pray with authority, saying the name of Jesus. Every negative word that I have spoken against my life, against my children, against my family, today, by the power of God, I uproot it. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, you hear me when I pray. And Father, every negative word, every negative thought, negative imagination that I've spoken against my life, that I've spoken against my children, my family, my husband, my wife, my daughters, my sons. Father, in the name of Jesus, every negative word that I've spoken against a man of God, a woman of God, against my destiny, my future, my finances, today, as I lift my voice and pray, I thank you that every negative word is being uprooted. I cancel every negative word. I abolish every negative word. I uproot every negative word and declare by the power of God that the axe is being laid to the root. Every evil planting, every word that I have planted, against my life, against my destiny, by the power of God, I obtain in my hand an axe and command that axe to be laid to the root. I cut it down. I cut it down and I uproot it. I uproot it. I break up that fallow ground. I break up every demonic weed. I break up every root that has been spoken against my life. Every root spoken against my church, spoken against KCC, spoken against Charlotte, Houston, Jacksonville. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command every wrong prayer, every hex, every vex, every enchantment, every evil arrow that has been sent at me, every negative word that I have spoken, that others have spoken, that my family has spoken, that my haters have spoken, I declare that their words fall to the ground and die. I uproot every negative word and declare that those words are rendered powerless and come to no avail. Libasha. Leban kabusa, ribisi tunimian, lakadunimi andele estolo, ukadanda, ukadanda, ukadandi bi igandolo aguushtaba, lebangele degele agadili bi anzuni, vukuli bi kristi bi undeleketa, lakala landala bohoshata, landele be ozaya. Hey, I will come forth. I will be everything that you have called me to be. I will walk in abundance. I will see your hand move. I will see a demonstration of favor and declare that every negative word spoken over KCC, spoken over my marriage, spoken over my children, spoken over my family, spoken over my husband, spoken over my business, my legacy, my future, my reputation, I cancel those words. Cancel those words. I cancel those words in the name of Jesus. Ikandala labasa, erabosha. Ikandala bosoto lele bekita. Mendele de banda la babe biasa. Ikorobo shande de beredi anda la basiki lele anda. Ramama mama 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 sata. Likonde lebeke talaba shatini nomosa. Yende andele kudala hazia. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. What does it say? Verse 10. That no evil shall befall me and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We are declaring that today. That no evil will befall us. No evil will befall us. No evil will befall us. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I declare by divine authority, no evil shall befall me. Now, lift your voice and pray Get out the bed. I don't care if you're driving. I don't care if you're walking. I don't care if you're talking. Tell them, excuse me, I need to pray. It's prayer time. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, I declare that no evil shall befall me. I declare that no evil shall befall my house. No evil shall befall America. No evil shall befall my children. Anything that concerns me, anything that concerns my house, on the inside or the outside, any family member that is connected to me, any individual, hey, who is connected to me, I declare, hey, that no evil shall befall them. I declare that no evil and no plague, no cancer, no disease, no infirmity will come now their dwelling on behalf of their children. Father, in Jesus' name, I declare that every programming of the enemy would boomerang. Whatever the enemy has programmed, whatever he is planning, whatever he is plotting, whatever evil he is planning, whatever evil he is plotting, I declare by divine authority that his plans boomerang. I said boomerang. I said boomerang. I said boomerang. Today, no evil shall befall my son. No evil shall befall my daughter. No evil shall befall my sister, my brother, my husband, my wife. I declare no strange happenings. No strange happening. No accidents. No incidents. No bloopers. No blunders. I come against spells. I come against clumsiness. They will not fall. They will not die suddenly. No evil shall befall them. No evil shall befall me. No evil shall befall my family. No evil shall befall the Bennetts or the Carnes or the Williams or the Smiths. Call out the name of your family and declare no evil, no evil, no evil. Lift your voice and pray. Hey, 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 hey. I said no evil. Hey, my shata. Le mandala kudala hazia. Mandele keta. Ikolobo shotole le me. Le mandele basaya. Handalolabalion zukunini. Mindidibiki kandalolobohosha. Mende be. Mankala di bosa. Roboso lumande. Mendele kitaya. No evil. I said no evil. Hey, halabasha. Hey, mika talamanda. No evil befalls my family. No evil befalls my children. No plague comes now dwelling. In the name of Jesus. Couché. 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 Ndedebe. Yandalabasa. You see, y'all got to pray. We got to pray. Psalms 11 and 3 said, if the foundation be destroyed, what will the righteous do? We are correcting any mistake, anything that is in our foundation, anything that we have planted wrong, anything that we did wrong that we tried to cover up that was in our foundation, anything that is in the foundation of this country that needs to be corrected. We are correcting it right now. We are correcting it right now. We are correcting it right now. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I correct any mistake in this land, any mistake in my foundation. I correct it now. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I don't care how beautiful your house is. If the foundation is wrong, hold on before we pray so you can know how to pray again. I felt prompted by the Spirit of God to explain what I'm saying. I don't care how beautiful your house is. If your house has not been built on a good foundation, it's going to fall. Some of your marriages were built the wrong way. You got married for the wrong reasons, okay? Some of you started business. You have friendships. Your salvation, okay, there are things that have not been right. The foundation is wrong. There are things that you built out of manipulation, out of control, whatever it is. But we are praying today that whatever, you know what you've done in your life. You know the things in your life that you didn't start right. Okay? But guess what? The blood got the power to correct it. So raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, anything in my foundation that is out of order, by the blood, I correct it. Now, Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I correct any mistake in my foundation, in the foundation of this country. I correct it now. Let the blood correct it. Father, I understand that the problems we are facing are foundational issues, but I pray now that you correct the foundation of this nation. Correct the foundation of America. We have not seen our prosperity because we were built on the backs of the slave. It was wrong. I'm asking you by the power of God to correct the foundation of this nation, that no winds do not reach our borders, that no storms do not take us out, that no calamity does not destroy our cities. I'm asking you to correct the foundation of our borders. Correct the foundation of the Pentecostal move. Correct the foundation of my family. Anything that was done in my family's bloodline that was wrong, that was illegal, that was perverted, that was not right. Anything done in my bloodline where they contacted evil spirits, familiar spirits. Anything done in my bloodline where they dealt in the obia, in witchcraft, in black magic. I correct the foundation that is in my bloodline. I correct the foundation that is attached to my last name. That's not my name. That's the name of the slave master. Hey, and any evil that is associated with my last name, I correct the foundation. Let the blood correct it. Let the blood correct it. Let the blood correct it. Father, I know by revelation that witches bury things. They bury things because they understand that foundation means everything. I pray for the foundation of my name. I pray for the foundation of my bloodline. Correct it, 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 correct it in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, I feel Jesus. God, I hope y'all get what I'm saying. We're going to pray one more prayer. And let me tell you something right now. It must come to pass. Amen. I said it must come to pass. We will not be destroyed. This is your hour of breakthrough. This is your hour of turnaround. But guess what? You got to give yourself to what? Prayer. You're raising your right hand. We're praying Psalm 62 and 4. That's our last prayer. Psalm 62. Look at what it says. Verse 4. Come on. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. The devil is a liar. I repeal any word curse. Hey, hey! Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, I repeal. I overthrow any word curse in the name of Jesus. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Hey, Malabasha. Hey, Likatala Mandolo Bohosa. Hey, Mike Dele Bandili Biandolo Boshataya. Rebere de Bazikili Andala Akamuna. Minunimi Andele Biosa. Hey, Malabasha Tolomondele Bekiza. Leba, Leba Labasha. Le mandala kudala hazia. Hey, I repeal every word curse in the name of Jesus. By the word, I declare and I proclaim that nothing will bring me down. Nothing will bring my children down. Nothing will bring my family down. I declare by the power of God that I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be discredited. I will not be dishonored. I will not be implicated. I will not be brought down. No one in my house, not even me, no one in this house will be put to shame. Father, I declare Hey, that every word cursed against KCC, against Charlotte, against KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, those who desire to see our demise, those who declare that we won't last, I declare that they won't last. Everyone who has spoken that we will go under, they will go under. They say that we will die, you will die. You say that we won't make it, you won't make it. I declare that your word curse will not work. I will not be implicated. I will not be destroyed. I won't be a victim. I will not be a casualty of the ill will of women and men and their devices. I will not be destroyed in this journey of life, but I will overcome. I will prevail. Hey! Shata le kalamanda rabasutu rubukunini mi andele. Pray. I feel this. Pray against that individual, that spirit that's using that individual at your job, and declare that whatever they are planning, it will not work. I repeal every curse. I cancel every curse. I curse every curse. I dismantle every curse, and I declare that the counsel of the Lord concerning my life, that's what will prevail. The counsel of the Lord shall stand. The counsel of the Lord concerning my life will prevail. I declare that it will override the negative currents and energies of Satan. I will not fall. I will not stumble. I will not be a victim of manipulation. I will not be a victim of conspiracies. I will not be a victim of witchcraft, wizards, and witches. The devil is a liar. I cancel your plan. Hey, shata ho mi kalama robo satule mandele kidala la vili di andala kubasia lei melehoba yay malabaha shata handala la bobi biasi. Hey, ya yanka talamando obasike Lemandi libi adala hosaya. Hey, malabashata. It will not prevail. It will not work. Mika likantolomo. Robo salumandi li aya. La kandili bi ozata. Hey, shata. Ho, mikele mandala zia. May I repeal it. I cancel it. I destroy it. Hey, by the fire of God, I cancel it. By the word of God, I cancel it and declare that it will not prevail in the name of Jesus. Malaba shekelele mandolo lobosita. Hey, la la baba yaya. You are blessed. You are favored. I'm headed to Orlando to beat this monkey down with his nasty self. Sick of the devil. And I declare that whatever he's trying to speak over your children, your family, your wife, your ministry, it will not prevail. It will not prevail. It will not prevail. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are favored. My God, if you know anybody in Orlando, tell them to come on to Orlando. Because it's going to be awesome. Woo! Shanda ba 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 ya ya. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be all that. Okay? You're blessed. You're favored. I can't wait to pray with you again in the morning and beat that nasty rascal down because he is defeated. You're blessed. I love you. More grace.